Cecil, I want to ask you something.
All right, ask me anything.
Al, what would you do if, well, you won't mind answering this, will you?
No. Tell me what it is you want to know.
Well, this is just a case of supposing.
Just a case of what?
Supposing. You know.
No, I don't.
Well, look. If I wanted to know what you would do if someone pointed a gun at you...
No one's ever going to get the chance.
Well, I would say, Cecil, supposing someone would point a gun at you. See?
All right, go on.
Well, this question that I want to ask you is just supposing.
Oh, it's something that might happen.
Yes, that's it.
Huh, why bother about it, then?
Well, I want to know how you would feel about something.
Well, if anyone pointed a gun at me, I'd yell bloody murder.
No, that isn't what I wanted to know. It's something else.
Oh, what else?
Well, oh, it's kind of silly, but you don't mind, do you?
I don't know. Not until I hear what they are.
Well, Cecil, what are your ideas on certain subjects?
What subjects?
Oh, goodness, that's right. What subjects? Oh.
Hey, what are you flustered about?
Who, Cecil? Me?
No, your African cousin. Come on.
Well, what do you think about, about, oh, maybe I shouldn't.
What do I think about what?
Oh, did I say that?
You darn well know you did. Finish it.
Oh, yes, that's right. What do you think about the weather?
The weather?
Yes, that's it.
What do you think about the pig knuckle situation? Come on, that wasn't what you started out to talk about.
Well, yes, lots of people talk about the weather.
Yeah, but not you.
Well, Cecil, how long have I known you?
Don't you know?
Well, I don't really know you. You see,
Do I look like a stranger that just walked in from the great outdoors?
No, I mean a person never really knows what another person thinks deep down. Does a person, Cecil?
What person?
Well, even as you and I.
Hey, do you know what you're saying?
No. I mean, yes. Well, does one?
Does one what, Sally?
Well, Cecil, what I was going to say was this. Supposing there was a girl, and...
Wait a minute, what girl?
Oh, just any girl.
A white girl?
No. And, well, yes, of course. And she knew a boy, see?
Also white.
Yeah. Well, Would that boy like the girl?
Oh, what a question. How do I know?
Well, just supposing.
There's no connection, Sally. What do you mean?
Well, supposing the girl went with the boy for some time and, well, then supposing there was another boy came around. What then?
What do you mean, what then?
Well, it's like this. Of course, Cecil, this is just for instance.
I thought it was just supposing.
Well, what I mean is... Oh, never mind, Cecil. I get kind of mixed up.
No, go ahead. I want to know what you're getting at, Sally.
No, it's really not important. Why didn't you come over last night, Cecil?
I had to stay home. Aunt Bess wanted me to help her.
Doing what, Cecil?
What were you going to ask me?
Oh, was I going to ask you something?
Oh, were you going to ask me something?
Well, I've forgotten. I waited for you to come over until, after 9 o'clock.
Did you? What'd you do then?
Why, I went out with the... I went out in the kitchen and ate some cake.
Have you got any left?
Yes. I mean, no, I ate it all.
Aw, pig.
I was wondering if you came over here after 9 last night.
You know I didn't. I'd have gotten you, wouldn't I?
Sure. Of course. I meant, I wondered if you came over after I went to bed.
Did you go to bed at 9 last night?
You didn't come over, did you?
My gosh, Sally. You were home. You'd know it, wouldn't you?
Oh, sir. I was just being funny. You didn't come over, huh?
It was after 10 by the time I finished helping Aunt Bess roll up her rugs. So I went to bed.
Oh, you didn't go out, huh?
Oh, I was too darn tired. Aunt Bess made me take up all her rugs for her. She's going in for some big house cleaning.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry you couldn't come over last night.
You'll outlive it. Hey, what were you going to ask me a minute ago?
Oh. Oh, that's right. Well, Cecil, You know Alexander.
I don't, and I don't ever want to.
Well, why don't you like him?
What makes you think I don't like him?
Well, do you?
I don't know the ham.
Well, do you?
No, I don't like him.
Why, Cecil?
Oh, what's the difference? What were you going to ask me?
Oh, well, it wasn't very important. Just what you thought about certain things.
For instance?
Well, supposing there was a girl and she went every place with one boy. Well, should she go out with anybody else? This is just supposing, Cecil.
What girl?
Well, suppose another boy asked the girl to go out with him one night.
All right. What about it?
Well, if she went, would it be all right? Would the first boy get mad?
Golly, how do I know?
Of course, Cecil, this is just supposing. But would the first boy have any right to get peeved if the girl didn't tell him before she went out with the other boy?
Well, no. Why should he? A girl can go out with whoever she wants to, can't she?
Well, sir, that's what I thought. But supposing the first boy didn't like the boy who came by last night, one night, and took the girl out.
Well, that wouldn't make any difference. It's the girl that had to go out with him.
Well, Cecil, just suppose the girl didn't really want to go out with the second boy, but he happened to drive by one evening late when she was alone and asked her.
Well, if she wanted to go, she ought to go out with him.
Oh, Cecil, really?
Sure. I hate the kind of a guy that thinks just because he goes with a girl that she can't go places with anybody else.
Oh, Cecil, then it's all right, huh?
What's all right?
I mean, the first boy, if he found out, shouldn't get mad at her.
No. What right had he got to get mad? Oh, he'd be an awful wet smack.
Oh, I'm so glad. Oh, but Cecil, you're sure that that's the way you look at things like that?
Do I look like a heel? Of course that's how I'd look at it.
Even if it were, well, say, Alexander?
Well, sure, no matter who it was.
Oh, Cecil, I think you're just wonderful. Lots of other boys I know would be jealous, wouldn't they?
Sure, but not me.
Cecil, I want to tell you something. Look.
Yeah?
I went out last night.
Oh, where?
Well, the funniest thing, Alexander drove by last night and dropped in to see me, and, well, you didn't come over, so I went out with him, and now, is it all right?
Well, that's a fine thing to... Sure, it's all right. Well, what's it to me? Oh, nothing. Oh, that's fine. But why... Did you have a good time, Sally? How long did you stay out with him last night?